Hope the word proclaim truth, power, and anointing bless your heart. For you not know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of your sins, repeat these words, Romans 10 and 9, that if thou would confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. You are now members of the body of Christ. You need prayer, phone me, 318-503-4710. God bless you until we meet again.
In my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana, inviting you to a weekend of love at our Marriage and Relationship Conference this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. The conference will kick off with Singles Night on Thursday at 7 p.m., Couples Night on Friday at 7 p.m., and everybody's welcome on Saturday morning at 10 a.m., special Sunday service at 10 a.m. Our special guests will be Greg and Mandy Green from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Get your Valentine's weekend kicked off early at our Marriage and Relationship Conference this weekend, February 11th through the 14th. You don't want to miss this weekend of love as we watch God strengthen our marriages and relationships. Singles Night on Thursday at 7 p.m. Couples Night on Friday at 7 p.m. Everybody's welcome on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Everyone is invited. For more information, call 318-442-8100 or go to our website at thewordcc.com. The Word Christian Center is located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. I look forward to seeing you there, and may God richly bless you. The Word Christian Center is an underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1 FM.
Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. Praise God. I want to talk to you tonight about the cure for a troubled heart. Do you know that if your heart is troubled, you can receive the cure? Your heart can be healed. The trouble can leave your heart in just a few moments. Amen. Sometimes we have to identify what's causing your heart to be troubled. Is it disappointment? Is it persecution? Sometimes people are persecuted and they get a troubled heart over that. Sometimes people have affliction. They just have trouble. It's sometimes not their own fault. Just things not going right. The Bible calls it affliction, hardship. Just things not going right. Seems like the harder you try, the worse things get. Sometimes people can get discouraged, be disappointed, and their heart will become filled with anxiety and fear and worry. And God doesn't want you to walk around with a troubled heart. Amen. He wants your heart to be sound. In fact, the Bible says that a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bone. So it's very important that you guard your heart, that you don't let your heart be troubled, that you keep trouble out of your heart. Amen. And that you learn how to handle disappointment. You learn how to be a good soldier in the midst of hardship. The Bible says to be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that you walk in the grace of God. You access God's grace that gives you the power to go through anything that you face in life without a troubled heart. Amen. So we're going to look at, I'm going to give you the cure. Now, I'm going to talk to you about these being individual things that you can do to rid your heart of trouble or anxiety, fear, frustration, or disappointment, or whatever it is that's got your heart troubled. You know, any one of these will work, but when you put these together and begin to work all of them, then you got explosive power. Amen. That'll deal with it real quick. But any of these here, because will work, because if you didn't know nothing else in the Bible, if I give you just one scripture and you start applying it, there'll be enough grace in that one scripture to bring deliverance to you. Amen. You know how many know God don't have to have a whole bunch of them? One word from God can change your life. One scripture can set you free. Amen. When the Holy Spirit breathes on the word and enlightens your spirit and gives you revelation and insight concerning it, I'm going to tell you, you can whip the devil coming and going with one word from God.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you know that when Jesus was tempted by the devil, he didn't come out like a machine gun Kelly? Just ta-da-da-da-da-da. It is written, 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 it is written. He had one bullet. It is written. Bam! It's all over with. It's all over. One scripture. The devil moved him on to something else. Right, that didn't work. The flesh ain't, I can't get him with the flesh. One scripture. One scripture given to you by God in a moment of temptation, in a moment of trying, you know, of testing, I'm going to tell you, we'll whoop the devil coming and going. I mean, give him a good whooping. All right, look at James chapter 5. I'm going to give you, this is going to be the first cure. The first cure for a troubled heart is prayer. In James chapter 5, James chapter 5, all right, look at verse number 13. Is any among you afflicted? Is any? I'm asking y'all tonight, is any among you afflicted? Are any of you guys afflicted? Or are you going through a hardship right now? Is any among you afflicted? The Amplified says, is any among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. Is anyone glad at heart? He should sing praise to God. One of the keys to overcoming a troubled heart are the cure for a troubled heart is prayer. So when we talk about prayer, we're talking about prayer to the Almighty God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, where you begin to seek him in the middle of your trouble. Because Psalm 91, the Lord has said emphatically and shown up. He said, I will be with him in trouble. He didn't say you wouldn't have trouble. He said, I will be with him in trouble. So the Lord don't run from trouble, because he's a good shepherd. He's a great shepherd. And a good shepherd don't run from the wolf. A good shepherd gets between you and the wolf, right? A hireling will run. He'd be all right as long as everything okay, as long as everything's smooth. But a little bit of adversity come and pack of wolves show up, he'll say, I'll see the sheep later. Every man for himself. Hey, let me go get some help. No, a good shepherd going to take his staff and a rod, whatever he's got, he's going to get out there between that wolf and say, you ain't getting these sheep here. And see, Jesus is a good shepherd, right? Yeah. So Jesus would always get between you and your trouble. Yeah. So you got to know when you're going through a hard place that whatever affliction has come against, whatever hardship or being ill-treated sometime can be an affliction where you're just not being treated right, where you feel like you're being treated unjustly. There's a biblical way for you to handle those kind of things. And you take those things to God and you begin to pray. And there's all kind of prayers you can pray, but we already have discovered that there's one kind of prayer that works under any condition, in any circumstance, and it works all the time, and it is prayer and supplication in the Spirit. You can start praying in the Spirit, glory to God, and revelation will start coming. I mean, the Lord will begin to pour on you what you need to do, and at the same time, lift your heart and encourage you. How many of y'all have been encouraged by the Lord? I can tell you, he encouraged me all the time. Sometimes I want to get down. Said, like, you know, I ain't had a down day in a long time. How it feel? I just feel like being down today. I don't want to get down. And the Holy Ghost just won't let me. See, you remember that time I walked back there? She was back there doing, you know, getting ready. We were getting ready to go somewhere. And I just went walking back there where I was, because I'm sitting there and I could feel it coming on me. And, you know, misery loves company. So I walked back there to Cece and I was slumped over a little bit. And I say, I just feel down. I don't know what. She said, what's the matter? I said, I don't know. I just feel down. Just feel like I want to get depressed right now. Do you know it's just the devil working on you? And boy, I think the Holy Ghost just straighten up, boy. And boy, I straightened up real quick, didn't I? And I started singing, didn't I? And I walked out of there with a step, with a pep in my step. Glory to God. I started speaking the word and I started singing. But when you're going through an affliction, when you're going through a hard place, you need to seek God. You don't need to run from God, you need to run to Him. Right? A lot of people start going through hard things and first thing they do, stop reading, stop praying, stop praising, stop fellowshipping, and they get on over there into a corner somewhere isolated where the devil can beat their brains out. Because that's where he works it on your mind. You got to pray. You got to seek God. And we've learned enough here in this church about prayer that I don't have to spend a lot of time talking to y'all because y'all know about all them different kind of prayers you can pray. But the main thing is that you put your focus on God. That's what prayer is all about. It's about you taking your eyes off the natural and putting your eyes on the supernatural. Praise God. Isn't that what Jehoshaphat did? Yes, he did. He had three kings come against him. I'd say he had some affliction. I'd say he had some trouble. I'd say he even had a troubled heart because the Bible says that he feared. But Jehoshaphat had enough sense to say, wait a minute, let's fast and pray. We need to go get some help because we ain't got no might. Against what's coming against us, what's coming against us greater than us. Sometimes you're in battles where the thing that's coming against you greater than you, you don't have the answer. I'm gonna tell you, but there's somebody that does have the answer. You may not have the power, but you know the power source. You know the one that supplies the power. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got one don't never run dry. God ain't never without a solution. He always have a solution for your situation. So what you fretting for? Bible said, fret not yourself because of unbelievers. What you all fretting about? Aren't you a child of God? Aren't you a royal priesthood? Aren't you a peculiar person? I mean, aren't you one of God's chosen? You're one of his chosen. You didn't choose him. He chose you. And if he chose you, he ain't going to abandon you. But you know he ain't going to let you. He already gave you his word. He said, I said this, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so you could boldly say. God said, I said something so you'd have something to say. I said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, so you could boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. And then he says, say it boldly. Yes. That ain't something you're supposed to whisper like, well, you know, the Lord my helper. I ain't going to say it too loud because, boy, I'm going through it right now. People going to be looking at me talking about the Lord my helper and I can't change a quarter. Say it bold. Yes. Bold with confidence. Without circumlocution. Without ambiguity. Not real vague. I mean right to the point. The Lord is my helper. There's sometimes you're going through things you don't know what you're going through. You just got to say, you know, I got a helper. That time I had stuff come against me, I don't know what's going on. Don't know if I'm coming or going. I said, but one thing I do know, I got a helper. I got a helper. You need to shout that at the devil sometimes. I got somebody helping me. Hallelujah. Who know everything. Yes. Hallelujah. Told me he'd make a way in the wilderness if he had to. That he'd put a river in the desert if he had to. He gonna bring me through. Hallelujah. You gotta pray. Yes, Lord. Jehoshaphat said, we have no might against this great multitude that's come against us, but our eyes are upon thee. And then that boy, they fell down on their face to the ground and began to pray and began to worship and they began to seek after God and say, Lord, if you don't help us, we ain't gonna get no help. then the Spirit of the Lord moved. Same one that's in you. Same Holy Ghost that's on you. Same one living inside you. The same one that made your body his temple.
Hallelujah.
You ain't gonna need to fight in this battle. This battle belongs to God. You stand still and you see the salvation of your God. Watch what I'm gonna do. That's what he's saying. Watch what I'm getting ready to do. And what the devil meant to destroy them, God turned it into a great blessing. What happened to Jehoshaphat got canonized. It means he got a part of the Holy Writ. Forever and ever part of the Word of God. And I think maybe God's still writing some scripture about Robert Lewis and how he lived down here on the earth. Never know, your name might be in the book when you get up there. It's been all being recorded. You learn to live by faith, you'll be right there with them heroes. Yes. Hebrews chapter 11 still being written. Praise God. So you gotta pray. If you have a troubled heart, you gotta seek out to God and let God minister back to you. Because he will minister to you. But you got to put your eyes on him, and you have to take your eyes off what's going on the outside of you. Yes. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. Got to pray. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to John chapter 14. In John chapter 14, Jesus said this. Number 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, that is your part. He gives the peace, and it's your part to make a decision that I refuse to have a troubled heart. I refuse to be soon shaken in mind. I refuse to let my mind go crazy. You have to maintain control of your mind and your heart. He said, you don't let your heart be troubled, and he gave you the grace to do it. He wouldn't have asked you not to do it if you didn't have the power to do it. If he said, let not your heart be troubled, that means, Glenda, you got the power to not let it be.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's that part of that grace package. And Jesus said, my peace I give. I found out a long time ago, when I find out any scripture in the Bible where the Bible said God giving something, I just get in the line and say, I take it. That's part of the inheritance. That's just part of being in the family. Peace is mine. Peace is supposed to be ruling my heart, not fear, not worry, not anxiety. I'm supposed to stay full of peace. And Jesus gives you, say, I ain't got no peace. Well, somebody lied. He said, my peace I give, you might not receive, but I'm going to tell you he done gave it. I was in the Ukraine, and I was teaching on this scripture right here where Jesus said, my peace I give to you. And I was standing in front of the class like this, and I heard the Holy Ghost saying, now fix to demonstrate this. I said, now watch. Now this is how you receive the peace of God. I said, Jesus, you said, my peace I give unto you, not like the world gives give unto you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. If you're giving peace, then I'm receiving it right now. I receive the peace of God. And I raise my hand like that. I say, I receive your peace right now. You said you're giving it, I receive it. I take it to myself right now. I receive peace. And I'm going to tell you, something hit me in the chest. Knock me back on the table. I got an impartation. Peace. I already had some peace. But the Bible says peace can be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. Peace can be multiplied. You can have more multiplied peace. You can have rivers of peace flowing. You can have the abundance of peace the Bible talked about. More peace than you. I mean, peace flowing out you. And I fell back and I hit the table and I did, I stumbled around. And I said, whoo. Boy, I got some peas, boy. Woo. Intoxicating peace. So Jesus, I received peace and I felt, I almost knocked the table over. And then the peace of God began to fall on people in there. Because when they saw me receive, they just started raising their hands and said, I receive it. I'll take that. And then I saw some of them starting crying. Some of them started crying. Because that peace affects people differently.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then some of them started laughing. Then some of them took off running. It was bedlam in there. Just went crazy up in that room. God demonstrated how to receive. Now, I'm surprised some of y'all ain't raised your hand and took it. I'm surprised at you. You got to be quick to receive. Praise God. You start receiving peace, and I tell you, trouble, just leave. Look at what Jesus said. Peace I leave with you. This is how to amplify. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Now listen at this right here. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled.
Amen, amen.
He said, now you got my peace. Don't let it happen. Don't let my peace leave you. Don't let it escape you. I'm going to tell you, it'll protect your heart from all this other stuff. He said, now don't let it in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we can thank God for peace. Hallelujah. It's a cure for a troubled heart. Hallelujah. Receive the peace of God by faith. It's the cure for a troubled heart. Hallelujah. All right, now look at John 6:16. We're going to see something else right here. This is like a double. John chapter 16. Look at verse number 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Peace is a key. In the world, you should have what? Tribulation. That is right there. The world will always be a source of tribulation and trouble for a true believer. He said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Now, he added something to peace right there when he said, be of good cheer. Because now he's adding joy. He's adding confidence. He's adding courage to the peace. I remember one day I was on my job, and this used to happen all the time. You walk out in the paper mill, you know, and you see people, and they'll say, hey, Greg, how the world treating you? And I say, oh, man, good. That would be my normal response. You know, hey, man, just blessed. Good. And one day I say that, and the Holy Ghost say, is that right? You and the world getting along good? I said, I see what you're saying. I said, the Bible said, he that is a friend of the world is an enemy of God. And so people start asking me, say, how you in the world getting, how's the world treating you, Greg? I say, terrible. But I'm doing good in God. Me and the world don't get along. It ain't my friend. Jesus said the world is going to be, the world system we're talking about. We're not talking about the planet. We're talking about this system that's governed by principalities and powers of evil. Jesus said there'll be a source of tribulation. So he didn't tell you you wasn't going to have no trouble. He told you what to do when trouble came. He said, be of good comfort. I've already overcome what's come against you. What's coming against you done already been overcome. How many of you know that Jesus didn't leave any enemies? When he went to the cross, when he died, was buried, and rose again the third day, I'm going to tell you, he took care of every enemy and he did it decisively. In other words, he left no doubt about who was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It wasn't even close. He had an overwhelming victory at the cross. How many of y'all know about overwhelming victory? Yeah, that's the kind of victory you're supposed to be walking in. Overwhelming victory is a victory so decisive that there's nobody questioning who the best is. Right? When you get beat 100-0, I'm gonna tell you, you lost. Yeah. Well, you know, we were just as good as them. No, you wasn't. 50-49, I can see. Maybe you was just as good, because one or two plays here or there could have turned it anyway. But when it's 100-0, baby, you was outclassed. Yeah, you got beat. You got a beat down. You got stoned. The other team was very much superior. Don't fool yourself. And see, that's what the devil tried to fool himself. He think he compete with God. He can't, because it was an overwhelming victory. Overwhelming. Overwhelming victory. That's what you got. Let me read this out of the Amplified Bible. I have told you these things. Listen, he say, look, I done told y'all this, so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. So there's your faith right there. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Listen to this. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world, I have deprived it of power to harm you, and have conquered it for you. He said, I took care of it for you. All you got to do is keep living by faith and walking in peace. I'm going to tell you, he done already took care of it for you. You're going to come out of that thing winning, because he always calls you to triumph in Christ Jesus, and he always gives you the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he made you more than a conqueror through him who loved you. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked and the evil come against me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. So he's about raising you up in the middle of your trouble. Praise God. You just got to take it like it is. Peace, confident. He said, be undaunted. That means don't be moved. I might get hit, but I'm going to keep walking. Yeah, I might be going. Oh! Where my bozo clown at? Back there in that. He back there somewhere. Y'all know that bozo clown I got. It's back there. Think, who brought that for me? Devil got me that. You know, y'all seen that bozo clown? You hit him, and he go. All right. And he come up and got a big smile on his face. And you hit him. Boop, 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 boop. He go. I mean, you can hit him hard as you can hit him. And he stay on the ground. Can't keep a good man down. Woo, glory to God. You got to have some bounce back in you. You can't just get knocked down and just wallow. I don't know if I'm ever going to get up. I'm going to tell you, God put something in you to cause you to go. It's in you. We don't ever quit. We don't ever give up. We fight till we win. We keep fighting till we win. I'm going to tell you, life full of